Schools and colleges in the Indian capital of New Delhi have been shut down indefinitely, this time not because of the pandemic, but for high levels of pollution. The toxic haze can be seen and felt during the winter months, and the country's highest court has been pushing for the government to take more action. Joining us now from India to talk about this is NPR's Lauren Frayer. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
Give us a sense of how bad the air is in New Delhi. What's it like being outside?
Well, it's not just Delhi, actually. In fact, it's much of northern India, affecting pretty much half a billion people. The Taj Mahal, several hours away from Delhi, is invisible from afar because of this toxic smog. You know, visibility is low. You have flights affected from this. You get headaches, fatigue, sore throat, sinus infections, and that's just healthy people. The elderly, immunocompromised, have even more serious issues. Rich people are fortunate to have air filters in their homes. The vast majority of Indians, poor people don't, and they die disproportionately of lung disease.
Talk more about the health impact that this poisonous air has in a lot of India right now, especially for the children.
Yeah, I mean, there are higher rates of asthma for children. Infant mortality is higher. Maternal health is complicated by this. Nearly 1.7 million deaths in India every single year are attributed to this problem of pollution. It's really the worst in the world.
Almost every winter, the smog and the pollution is bad. What's different this time, Lauren, and what spurred this lockdown? And are there other measures besides school closings?
Yeah, there are. So yesterday, more than half of the coal-fired power plants that are within about 200 miles of the capital, New Delhi, were shut down through November 30th. So it's temporary, but it's something. Non-essential trucks have been barred from entering the capital. Most construction projects have been halted. Diesel vehicles older than 10 years old, petrol ones older than 15 years old, are being ordered off the roads. State governments are requiring half of their workers to work from home. Private companies are being encouraged, though not required, to do the same. But there's definitely a feeling that this is sort of, you know, treating the symptoms rather than the root problem of this pollution.
So it sounds like some of these measures resemble what India did during the pandemic. Did this experience give the government new insight about how to improve this really long-term problem?
Yeah, I mean, clean air advocates certainly hope so. They hope that the pandemic was sort of a framework, an example of how the government and public institutions mobilized in a health crisis. They hope the government will do the same now with pollution. But as I mentioned before, like, there is a desire to attack the root causes of this, and that's vehicular and industrial emissions. It's crop burning. So farmers in neighboring states burn the stubble left over from the rice harvest that's sort of still in the ground. People light fires to stay warm in winter, and it all gets trapped down, sort of hanging over the city in this toxic cloud when it gets cold outside. So this is a problem with various causes, and the solution will require cooperation among really various state governments, and that's proven difficult so far.
Lauren Frayer is NPR's correspondent in India. Lauren, thank you very much.
You're welcome.